everyone, and welcome back to Strong Style Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Paul Martinez. If I sound a little chipper today, it's with good reason. We are here to talk about the season 2 premiere of Lucha Underground, one of my favorite shows ever to watch. And you know, I've talked about Lucha Underground, of course, a lot on the old podcast, Indie Talk. But as I have some of you longtime listeners know, we combined the two podcasts into one. I don't watch as much independent wrestling outside of Lucha Underground and the occasional Ring of Honor show. And so I figured that we'll put all of them under the Strong Style banner. And so you will be hearing from me every week with a Lucha Underground report. And, of course, any major shows from ROH or New Japan, we will, of course, continue to review those shows. But enough about that, because today's about Lucha Underground. I was so excited. I was waiting with bated breath, literally, for the show. I don't know if any of you guys caught that some of the stars from Lucha Underground were actually on ESPN Sports Center the night before the show, you know, horsing around. There was a Rey Mysterio, Johnny Mundo, and King Cuerno, who we're going to talk about a lot on this show. So Lucha Underground getting some press. ESPN, that's a nice get. This is a show that is taking not only the wrestling world, but I think just fans of dramatic television by storm. It's just, as I've said, I don't consider this really to be a wrestling promotion. I consider this to be a television show about a wrestling promotion, which of course has some, you know, supernatural elements to it. So it can, I guess, be, you know, under a science fiction heading maybe in some way. But again, it's regardless whether how you view it, if you view it as a show or a wrestling show, it's great stuff. It has great wrestling, great storylines, and it's just beautiful women. It's just got it all. It's really the total package for what I look for on my show. And let's get right into it. The show opens up with Vampiro. He appears to be in some sort of mental facility. And we see a graphic. It reads 181 days without incident. And there's a doctor, and he's telling Vampiro basically that he could be released today if he's satisfied with his answers. He asks Vampiro a series of questions that he answers in like the most overly monotone fashion. Like, if I was the doctor, there's no way I'm releasing this guy. Meanwhile, we see he's having flashbacks from his violent dealings with Pentagon Jr. The doctor prescribes antipsychotic and says Vampiro must take 2 a day, and then makes a promise he will stay away from the places that trigger his violent behavior. We get another vision of Vampiro basically destroying the doctor, like tearing out his throat or neck with his teeth, destroying orderlies, before we switch back to a calm Vampiro, and he says, again in a monotone voice, that he can do that. He leaves, and Matt Stryker is waiting in the middle of a desert for him in a convertible that has a cover on it. Now, was this car parked in the desert for 3 months? And where was this facility? Why are we in the middle of a desert? Well, I don't know. You know, it's... It's Lucha Underground. You got to forget about that stuff, I guess. Stryker then tells Vampiro they have been invited back to the temple, but he hears it's a much darker place now. It's a good segment. Get us back from where we were last, where we left Vampiro in that Darth Sidious type of role. You know, but we have the promise that his dark persona will return at some point. They leave many hints. That, you know, he doesn't take those pills, we'll have the, you know, evil Vampiro back again. So we'll all look forward to seeing how that pans out. Now we switch to the office, which used to be Dario's, but apparently now it belongs to Katrina. In comes Phoenix holding his Gift of the Gods title that he won at Ultima Lucha. And he says he wants Mil Muertes title. She tells him he can get his shot, but next week. That is, if he's still the champ, because tonight he faces King Cuerno for that belt. And she tells him, Mill will be watching. She looks out the window, and we see Muertes is sitting in the rafters on some sort of throne, looking down at the ring. It's okay, but Katrina's really no Daria. Then we go to the ring. You know, we have Stryker and Vampiro welcomes us back to Lucha Underground. Stryker says it's because of us, the fans, that they are back. And he's right. That is true. It is you fans of Lucha Underground that made this second season a possibility. They send it up to my future wife, Melissa Santos, looking hot as ever. Hair's a little longer, but gorgeous as always. Opening match, King Cuerno versus Phoenix for the Gift of the Gods title. There is some good lucha-style offense here. Then Cuerno hits an apron-hung DDT out on the floor. That follows up with the crowd pleaser, La Flecha de Infierno, the arrow from the depths of hell. Phoenix catches Cuerno with a lethal injection. Then Phoenix hits a springboard from the second rope, double rotation corkscrew plancha. I had to rewind it and watch it twice. Crowd goes bananas for that spot, chanting holy shit. They trade super kicks. Both men are down. Phoenix then hits another lethal injection, but transfers it into a dragon sleeper. Looks bad for Cuerno here. He does break the hold, though. Cuerno gets him in a surfboard, then releases him, and he slams his head first into the buckle. Phoenix comes back, sits Cuerno on the top rope, and hits a double stomp to the back of his head. Cuerno falls into the ring. Phoenix covers for a two count as the crowd groans. Cuerno then counters a Hurricanrana attempt into the Thrill of the Hunt, center of the ring. 1-2, no. Phoenix kicks out. Phoenix then misses a springboard splash. Cuerno hits a variation of a spinning tombstone pile driver. 1-2-3. We have a new champion. Damn, what an opener. Outstanding work. Gave the match 4 stars. Very surprised that Phoenix lost that title. Thought for sure we were going to get more of the Phoenix with this feud. But apparently not. They've moved on to a different idea here. We'll see how that works out. Then we get a glimpse from outside the temple. We see our favorite trio, Ivelisse, Son of Havoc, and Angelico making their way inside. After a commercial break, Katrina stops them, says that Mill wants them to fight each other. The winner gets a shot at his title tonight. They agree, and Ivelisse tells Katrina after she wins the title, she's coming for her. We see Cuerno getting dressed and are ready to go when Katrina appears. She tells him to remember their deal. And he says Mill has nothing to worry about. And then Katrina vanishes into thin air. So, you gotta wonder now, what deal did Cuerno make with Katrina? Maybe if he gets the title shot, he won't challenge Mill? That's a kind of an obvious guess, but that could be what it is. We'll have to continue to see where this Cuerno story goes. But for some reason, don't ask me why, I got this slight feeling we could see a babyface coming for King Cuerno. He won his match clean, and this whole little thing of making a deal with the devil type of thing always seems to backfire. You can definitely see a face turn for Cuerno, who the fans really do like. Then we get a quick highlight package of Prince Puma, showing scenes from last season. Then we go on to our match. It's Son of Havoc versus Ivelisse versus Angelico. Winner getting Mil Muertes. Quite a few quick roll-ups early on. Angelico hits Ivelisse in the corner with a high knee, seemingly by accident. Ivelisse looks stunned, and Angelico a bit sorry. Ivelisse rolls out the ring and seems to try to shake it off, so to speak. In the ring, though, she does come back and catches Angelica with a flying body press, but Son of Havoc breaks it up. Ivelisse begins to take over, unleashing kicks on both men. Backbreaker by Havoc on Ivelisse. He tosses Angelico out the other side as Ivelisse rolled out the first one. Hits a tope con hilo on Angelico, runs back in and hits one on Ivelisse. Then hits a standing moonsault on Angelico and almost wins it. more fighting goes on, and at one point, Angelico and Son of Havoc are fighting on the top rope. Havoc winds up hitting a super gourd buster on Angelico, and he's about to go up and hit the shooting star press, but Ivelisse runs in, grabs his leg, crotches him on the top buckle, then executes a La Magistra cradle on Angelico and gets the win. Good match, 3 stars. I kind of thought this may happen. Ivelisse versus Mil Muertes. This ain't going to be pretty. We then get a flip, you know, before that match, we get a little camera switch and we see a car roll up. There's a graphic that says it's 375 miles from Boyle's Heights. And there's these 3 guys that are seemingly lost. Black Lotus walks up to them. They ask her if she knows where there's an underground fight club. And after a long pause, I mean a really long pause, she tells them to come with her. Switch back to the ring, and we have the match. Mil Muertes defending the Lucha Underground Championship against Ivelisse. She looks happy, but also very concerned as she begins to realize the reality of her situation. The Disciples of Darkness then come out and attack. They take out Angelico and Son of Havoc while Mil makes Ivelisse watch. They drag them away. And now it's Ivelisse all by herself against the monster Muertes. And this is as bad as I feared early on. Ivelisse is game, but her blows are unfelt by Mil, and he is tossing her around like a rag doll. Ivelisse does manage to lock on an arm submission on Muertes, but receives some nasty knee strikes for her trouble. Still, Mil is somewhat selling the arm. He gets caught by a spinning tornado DDT from Ivelisse. He covers for a 2 count. Fans loved it. Katrina enters the ring. Ivelisse confronts her. Mil goes for the spear, but Ivelisse sidesteps it, and he spears Katrina instead. Ivelisse schoolboys him. 1-2-0. The crowd right now really going crazy. I mark out for hot crowds, as you guys know. And there is no crowd hotter than the Lucha Underground one. And they are proving it tonight. But Ivelisse then gets caught by a sick power slam. Then the flatliner, and Mil gets the 3 count to retain the title. I have to say 2 stars. I am used to the man versus woman stuff. I still don't love it though. Especially in this situation where Ivelisse was so outmatched. But, you know, still, once I kind of looked at this as more of a TV show, you know, telling a story, I don't know. For some reason, it just doesn't bother me as much as it used to. Katrina then tells Mil to give her another flatliner, and he picks her up to do so. But to the rescue comes Prince Puma. Hits a kick on Muertes, grabs Ivelisse, gets her out of the ring. Mil is pissed and is menacingly pointing at the former champion, then from behind slides in the ring Pentagon Jr. He gives Mil a lung blower, then snaps the arm of the champion. The crowd is going ballistic, chanting Cero Miedo. That was freaking awesome. This is fantastic. I love Pentagon Jr. I love me some Mil Muertes too, but this was just awesome. You kind of felt Mil Muertes was going to move up to the main event picture, and he has. It kept showing Vampiro doing this and his face, and he had this kind of, I guess you could call it a blank stare, maybe almost a look of shock seeing Pentagon Jr. So again, all this is going to be interesting to see how this goes forward. Then we switch back to Black Lotus and those 3 men. They enter like a warehouse area. And we see Dario. Yay! Very happy that we got to see Dario here. He tells them to beware. It could be violent in there. One of the men makes like some snide comment to Lotus, who proceeds to teach him a quick lesson. Dario tells them it's $20 each. They pay, and he lets them in. One guy asks, who is fighting? And Dario says, they are, and closes the door. We can then hear screams of terror as Dario counts the $60. So apparently he fed them to Matanzas, you know, what I'm going to guess is what happened. And so that's, you know, pretty much that's the show. We fade to black. Damn, I missed this show. Great premiere episode. We got a glimpse of really most of all the main players. We didn't see Rey. We didn't see Drago. I'm trying to think of who else. Aerostar wasn't on this. Nothing from the crew. Johnny Mundo was in like some quick commercial about like his workout regimen or something, but I kind of missed it. But he wasn't really on the show. So, I mean, there's a couple of big names that were left off. No Jack Evans. But for the most part, most of the big guys were on the show. I'm excited to see what else is going to happen here already. Good storylines. You know, obviously, it seems to me the main storyline going on is Katrina in power, Vampiro trying to hold back the demons, and everybody wants Mil Muertes, including Pentagon Jr. Those seem to be the main stories. We also didn't see anything about Sexy Star, who, as far as we know, is still being held captive by Marty the Moth Martinez. His last name is the same as my own. I couldn't remember it. That's bad. Yeah, Marty the Moth, last we saw, had Sexy Star as a prisoner, and we did not get any of that story here. Also, I heard a rumor that Johnny Mundo will not be joined by Melina this season, despite her shocking appearance at Ultima Lucha. Sad if that's true. I really thought she was great, great entrance she made at that show, and I thought she would be really good with a heel Mundo. But we'll see. We'll see what goes on. Maybe I heard wrong. I try to stay away from spoilers as much as I can on this show. So maybe I heard things wrong. So we'll have to see. But yeah, that's our show. Lucha Underground, Season 2, Episode 1. Fantastic. I loved it. Hope you guys got to see it. If you didn't, you really should. I really, just for the ending with Pentagon Jr., I totally marked out for that. And the Cuerno match with Phoenix might be the best match the two of them have had. And they've had some great matches in Season 1. So that's something else you guys should check out. I thought it was really fantastic. I guess that's all we have to say. We will be back. We will be back next week with another episode of Lucha Underground. We will also be back for the January New Japan pay-per-view show, which I believe is any day now, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, we got... I'm sorry. It's actually not in January. It's in February, which is New Beginning. I don't know if they split that into two shows. Last year was New Beginning in Osaka and New Beginning in Sendai. I don't know if they did that again this year, if they're just having one show. I have to look that up. But if they do have two shows, we will review them both. And if not, we'll review one. I also got to check to see when the next big Ring of Honor show is coming up. I'd like to try. We haven't talked about Ring of Honor in a while, and I'd like to talk about that too. So that's a lot of good stuff. 2016 should be an exciting time for Strong Style Wrestling Podcast. If you like what we do here, you know, this is there's a lot of wrestling podcasts out there, and it's predominantly WWE and some TNA talk. That's not what we do here. It's for a reason. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to be like Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez and Vinny and the crew. And one, because they've been doing it a lot longer than me and a lot better. That's probably the main reason. But also because I'd rather talk about stuff that I really like. The wrestling shows that I watch, I really don't watch WWE, and I don't think I should force myself to watch a product I don't like just for the podcast. So, you know, listen to Brian and Vinny and Dave, and, you know, there's a bunch of other great podcasts out there that you can listen to and talk about Raw and talk about TNA Impact and all that stuff. But if you want to talk about some Japan wrestling, you want to talk about some Ring of Honor, you want to talk Lucha Underground, or at least hear me talk about those promotions, you know, tell your friends if they're fans also, and tell them to give a listen. Might be something they like. And as always, If there's anything you guys don't like about the show or do like about the show, you know, look for the comments section wherever you are getting this from, whether it be iTunes or Blogspot or, you know, wherever you're coming across this show from, drop a comment. I'd love to hear it. I would respond to any comment anybody gives. Even if you tell me that you hate me, that's fine. I'm still going to, if you hate me, that means you had to listen to the show to hate me. And if you listen to this show and you hated me, I'm going to thank you at least for listening and giving me a try. This is a new experience for me. I've been doing this a year now. I love it. And I don't have as much time as I'd like to put to this, but hopefully 2016 will be a little differently and I'll be able to get shows out a little more regularly. We are going to do weekly Lucha Underground shows, so that's to keep us on the ball. But like I said, if you like the show, you think your friends might like the show, spread the word, drop a comment, whatever you want to do. And I would appreciate it, and I will respond to anything you guys send. And until next time, which should be in about 7 days, thanks for listening, and bye-bye.